Chapter 19. Sheriff Ball attended Sam Hugh Park's funeral. Even though most of the lawmen believed a guilty man was buried that day, the sheriff had his doubts. He had nothing but a hunch to go on, but most of the time his hunches turned out to be correct. He thought Sam Hugh was too gentle a man to kill his mother, and he had acted genuine in his grief when he discovered her dead body. He didn't know who killed Ruey Ann Park, but he'd prayed for 2 years that he would solve this murder, and he was a man who believed in prayer. He did not, however, believe that anyone, besides Jesus, could rise from the dead. The Alamos believed they were a gift from God, and thus Christ-like. The previous April of 1982, when Susan Alamo died of cancer, her husband Tony insisted that her body lay on display at their home while the followers prayed for her resurrection. This was utter stupidity, Sheriff Ball thought, and he began distancing himself from the compound in Dyer. Tony and his followers were already in trouble with the feds for claiming their businesses were religious in nature and therefore tax-exempt. And anyway, how could a body rise if it had been embalmed? Or had it? Whatever the case, Susan Alamo was eventually entombed in a concrete memorial that sat on the property. The sheriff's wife consoled her husband during the hard days, the days when he was chastised for not solving the murder, for not nailing Sam Hugh Park's hide to the gallows, for being too dumb, and the worst criticism of all, that he should go back to working at Snotty Pratt's, the hardware store in Alma. Mr. Snotty was a successful businessman who loved politics, and he had made an unsuccessful run for governor. The sheriff wished he could talk to Mr. Snotty, but he'd died in 1975. His son-in-law, Zeke Pratt, and Mr. Snotty's daughter, Mary, ran the store now. Neither one of them expressed their opinions one way or the other. Mary said the whole thing was a tragedy, and no family should ever suffer like the Park family had. Trellin thought that just about summed it up. It wasn't only a murder case, but a case that centered on a family with a whole lot of secrets.